Flip the script. How do you replace negative self-talk with positive self-talk? You start by being intentional. Things aren't going to change without a directed effort. Changing your life means you need to make a commitment to change. What follows in this chapter is a list of tips you can use to stop negative self-talk in its tracks. As you work through this list, you're going to find it easier and easier to look for the positive. Your eventual goal will be to build in the habit of positivity, where your default setting will be to look more optimistically at the world around you. It's this change that will allow you to live more fully in the moment. You'll feel more engaged with the world around you, and more fully there than you've ever felt in your life. Notice when you're critical. We don't always listen well to what we say to ourselves. This is something which needs to change immediately if you want to live a life of optimism and hope. Start listening to the messages you're sending yourself. When you catch yourself thinking something about yourself that you'd never say to someone else, it's time to nip this thought in the bud. No good comes from harsh criticism. Understand what triggers you. We all have negative self-talk statements of the repeating variety. These habitual offenders are the results of certain triggers, usually something reminding us of an event in our past we'd like to avoid experiencing again. Understanding those triggers becomes crucial if you wish to attack those statements and nip them in the bud. Once you know your triggers, ask yourself how you can avoid them. Or, better yet, with the help of a counselor, start defining what sets them off and work to diffuse them completely. In this scenario, those statements will never hold power over you again. Try a reality check. Is everything you tell yourself accurate? Chances are it isn't. We have a way of inflating the importance of things on our minds and misremembering important details. This is especially true when strong emotions are involved. With this in mind, ask yourself whether what you just said to yourself is true. Name your enemy. Don't like the negative voice in your head? Give it a name you can call it, something silly that will help put things into perspective. For example, when you start calling an anxious little voice by Wendy Worrywart or some such thing, it's a lot harder to take it seriously. Give negativity an outlet. It can be very hard to go from a constant dialogue of negative self-talk over to a constant stream of positivity. If you find it overwhelming, allow the occasional rant. Negativity confined to a certain topic or time frame gives it an outlet without having to affect your mood. Settle for middle ground. Having a hard time wrenching something very negative over to a positive? Allow yourself neutrality. Some thoughts are neither good nor bad. They're somewhere in between. If you can shift negative self-talk into neutral self-talk, it's still a victory. Play devil's advocate. Is that negative statement true? Start asking questions. Chase down the root of the negative self-talk. Keep going until you find the exaggeration or untruth which started it all. Remind yourself of your value and worth. Is that negative self-talk a statement you'd say to a friend? When a negative thought comes up, ask yourself, how would you reword it to say it to a friend? If you can't find the words, maybe you shouldn't be making these kinds of statements at all. Think long-term. Are you getting too caught up in the moment? You might be worrying about something which really isn't going to matter down the road. It'll be easier to let it go. Most things seeming to be disastrous today have little or no bearing on the future. Bring it into the light. Things we've only ever said in our heads have a way of sounding ridiculous when spoken out loud. Say out loud the statements your negative self-talk is providing. If they seem silly or downright crazy when you actually hear them with your ears, they probably are. Just stop it. Stopping yourself mid-thought has a way of cutting off the momentum of negative self-talk, bringing it to a halt. Tell yourself to stop the second you catch the thought. Or try snapping a rubber band on your wrist in a stinging reminder you're not allowing those thoughts anymore. Reword the message. Take your negative self-talk and start switching out the negative words for positive ones. Try to be more encouraging and optimistic in your word choices. Avoid black and white thinking and words like always or never, as you might wind up replacing a negative with another form of a negative without realizing it. Question everything. If rewording the message isn't working, see if asking questions instead might work. For example, instead of a statement along the lines of, "I can't make this deadline," ask, "What can I do to make this deadline?" Meditate. There's nothing more powerful than the feeling of emptying yourself of any kind of talk, good or bad. Relax into deep meditation in a quiet space to calm your mind entirely. By practicing mindfulness, you return to the world in a better place with a more positive emotional base. Listen to your self-talk before and after meditation, and you'll see how much it changes. Journal. Writing should always be positive when you're working on positive self-talk. Spending time ranting on paper is only going to strengthen poor emotional reactions. Instead, write about things you're thankful for or some positive thing that happened during the day. Try to recreate the feelings that went along with the event. Take notes. Much like writing in a journal, the goal here is to express yourself on paper. The main difference? You want to track strong emotions as they happen. When you recognize negative self-talk emerging, scribble down a quick notation to express the thought and feeling that came along with it, along with what was going on before it happened. Use this to determine patterns and triggers for negative self-talk. Confine negativity on paper. As a last writing exercise, try writing down the negative thoughts as they occur. Leave extra space under each one so you can go back as you think about it and write something underneath each, more empowering and positive in its place. Relax. Everyone needs a break now and again. Negative self-talk rises when you're stressed and tired. Doing something entirely fun helps shift your way of thinking. Keep a list of favorite activities and make a point to indulge in one every week or so to help keep your mood and self-talk more positive. Examine the opposite. If negative self-thinking is looking at an outcome you don't like, flip it over and look at the other side of things. For example, instead of seeing yourself flunking a test, visualize what it would look like to pass it. Recognize what's normal. Accept having negative thoughts as part of life. Everyone feels this way sometimes. There's no need to beat yourself up for experiencing negative self-talk. It's what you do with it that counts. Stay relevant. When rewording your negative self-talk, choose your words carefully. The effectiveness of the change is reflected in your word choice. Finding the appropriate word will make your positive self-talk that much more powerful. That said, don't stress about finding the ultimate word. Your goal here is to be relevant, not perfect. Talk in the third person. Most negative self-talk tends to use I statements, such as "I can't do this." Studies have shown that by using the third person, you create a certain distance emotionally from the statement. By using your name instead, puts the power and control back in your court. In this case, if your name is Tom, the appropriate response might be to say to yourself, "Tom, you've got this. You know you can get through this task." Give yourself instructions. Sometimes the positive self-talk doesn't seem like enough. While the statements you're using might look good on the surface, if you're overwhelmed and really stuck in a morass of negativity, it might be time to give yourself some instructions. Start by deciding what the very next step is, and then the one after that. Tell yourself you're going to perform these steps one after another, making sure you obey each. This will set you in motion and break the hold negative self-talk has over you. At the same time, it will help you concentrate on positive action to drive yourself forward. Let it pass. Sometimes the best recourse is just to let the negative self-talk babble away in the background. Not every word or phrase needs to be analyzed or rewritten. There's a lot to be said for ignoring things you don't need to hear. What's your catchphrase? Having an inspirational phrase that makes you feel strong and powerful will take you out of a situation when you're feeling things are spiraling out of your control. Use your hero phrase when you need it. saying it out loud if necessary to break the negative self-talk cycle and pull yourself back on track. Positive affirmations. How many times have you been told to use positive affirmations as a way of blocking negative self-talk? The reason it comes up on every list is that they work. Work out a series of statements you'd like to adopt as part of your new positive self-talk script. Write these down on paper and post them absolutely everywhere. Be sure to read them often. The more often you repeat these positive affirmations, the more likely you are to absorb them into your daily dialogue. Keep at them until you find yourself reciting them without thinking. Use positive affirmations to replace those negative self-talk statements you repeat over and over again, thereby breaking one habit to build another. Know yourself. This one requires a little outside help. Ask your friends and coworkers to identify your best attributes. Knowing what you're good at and how you stand out from the crowd gives you instant ammunition against negative self-talk. Use these attributes to create positive self-talk statements. Get in the last word. Never let negative self-talk win an argument. We tend to focus on the last thing said. Be sure to counter whatever negative statement crops up with something positive. If you must, silence the entire exchange by shutting it down with a hearty, "I'm right because I said so." Celebrate. When things go right, be sure to take the time out to congratulate yourself on the accomplishment, however small. These small celebrations create a positive energy burst, giving a hearty shot of endorphins to your brain, leaving you feeling good long after the party is over. Negative self-talk doesn't stand a chance against this. Remember the past. At some point, you got it all right. Think back to a time when you succeeded. Silence negative self-talk by reminding yourself of this and other such times. Tell a story. How does this particular adventure end? When you're feeling pressured by negative self-talk to think everything is going to be a failure, instead, picture a scenario where everything works out. Create this future in lush detail, making a story of it you can tell yourself. This is your goal now. Use this story to focus on the good things you are going to accomplish. Put it off. Give yourself time to express worry, fear, and other negative emotion later by telling yourself you can worry all you want at a set time in a designated place. You're telling yourself it's okay to experience the emotion, but you're also putting a control on how that's going to be expressed. This puts the power back in your hands where it belongs. What's the worst that could happen? Rather than trying to silence worry about the outcome of a situation, allow the negative self-thought to take it all the way to the unhappy ending. What kind of outcome are you looking at? How likely is it? Studies have shown people who predict a dire outcome typically predict something way worse than what actually happens. In your own life, you can probably think of situations where you expected something dire to occur, only to find out the worst wasn't anywhere near as bad. As you play out your own scenario, remind yourself the reality is probably somewhere in between best and worst case outcomes. Grab a distraction. Find something else to occupy your mind when the self-talk turns negative. Burying yourself in a project requiring concentration keeps you from obsessing over a less than helpful thought. Get confrontational. Are your thoughts causing you anxiety? If negative self-talk is leaving you feeling like you can't cope, it might be time to do something brave. Confronting your fears means negative self-talk can't touch you anymore. This is not an easy method to take on and might require help from a counselor or someone trained in handling fears. But it's also very empowering and will lead to a lot of positive self-talk on the other side of the process. Practice. Realize habits take a long time to form. When trying to change a behavior, it can take just as long, if not longer, to create a shift in thinking. Keep trying. When you fail, simply start again where you left off. You will need to be persistent to change from negative self-talk to positive. Hang in there and don't give up. Eventually, this process will become a new habit. When this happens, your life will never be the same. In the end, be kind to yourself. You've had a lot of practice in negative self-talk. A lot of compassion and genuine love and concern for your own well-being will go a long way, especially when you catch yourself messing up. In the end, using positive self-talk is about treating yourself with love. Keep this in mind as you move forward on your journey.